Hollywood's fallen stars, Billy Graham. Folks, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. Somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance. They take it so far as to honor the fallen with a star on the sidewalk, suggesting that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. It tells us in Luke 10:18, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven." The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star. Fallen stars are in the Bible represent Satan as those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood was originally the location where land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are. True desensitization normalized in where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream, and yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go and to emulate. One star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness evangelical, the evangelical pope, as they called him when living. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hollywood was originally the location where land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are. True desensitization normalized in where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream, and yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go and to emulate. One star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness evangelical, the evangelical pope, as they called him when living. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, like that of Billy Graham.
All I am is a messenger to give you a message that God loves you and is willing.
Remember, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Or what of Luke 6:26? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets.
Here we go.
J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We just got done doing the two events in the state of Minnesota, one in Brainerd and another one in Freeport, Minnesota. People asked, how did it go? Well, I did my job, and so did the other guys. And the bottom line is how good did it go depends upon how the people respond to the truth that's been given, because therein lies the hope in Christ, not outside of it. So anyways, we're done doing that. Brought Alex Newman to the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was a trip. And so we are back in the saddle, getting back on track for the next up-and-coming dates. And I do want to let you know, people are asking us right now, you know, what's available. The next 3 months are available. We always operate in three-month windows. So now's the time to do the booking, friends. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to call in at any time, yesterday it was a little quiet. That was totally fine. And again, I know I'm inundating people with a lot of information, and they're absorbing that information. They're pondering that information. I totally understand that. But I do want to let you know that this is your radio show. And when you call in, we'll do our best to make it your show. And if you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, for we have the mind of Christ. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision to fulfill the lust thereof. Because we're not conformed to this world. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God, Romans 12:2. And also understanding 2 Corinthians 6:14, start there, go to the end of the chapter, and James 4:4 as well. Okay, so what I want to do today is I want to get over to what a gatekeeper is. And a gatekeeper is one that puts himself up as the standard. And as he puts himself up as the standard, what you're doing, corrupt kings are behind him pulling his strings, because they're the ones that put him in the position to be the gatekeeper. And I want to say that the Lord is in control of all things, as we know here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. He's sovereign. He's in control of the wheel and the woe, the blessings and the cursings. But I also want you to understand something, friends, that when you see what you see, like, for example, in America today, we see a post out there right now of Franklin Graham. And I'm going to get into this in just a little bit here. But isn't it interesting that it's the job of the church? I want you to think about this, is to reprove the works of darkness, to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we are to reprove them. Isn't it interesting when we look at the Grahams and other paid media influencers or other gatekeepers that are put up in place to lower the standard? Isn't it interesting that when we look at Scripture where it tells us the very purpose of the church is to do what? Is to preach the message of repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does that look like? It means you point the finger at the responsible party that have transgressed God's moral law, and that's found in 1 John 3:4. And you can't do that without the knowledge of God's moral law, which is found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, and Romans 13, and other references, of course. And when you go to Romans 3:20, it says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So once we give them a knowledge of their sin with the use of the law, the schoolmaster, that does what? It drives people to the knowledge of understanding that they need a Savior. And the Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to work godly repentance towards God. And then once you're born again of the Spirit, which is a work of the Lord, and it's only a work of the Lord, and it's not a work of man, we do need to understand we're going to bear forth the fruits of repentance, and you'll find that in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. But what we see is we hear none of that. For example, Hosea 6:5, what does it say? Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. Is that what you're hearing today from the pulpits across the country? Or are you seeing these individuals that are put up in place as gatekeepers as the standard, as they do nothing to do their job like the Grahams, and I'm talking about Billy and Franklin? They're not preaching out against the sins of the current administration. They're not preaching out against the sins of the nation. They're there praising the very one that's advocating the transgressions themselves, just like the Grahams. Let me give you an example. Do you remember when Jesus, his brothers came up to him, and they said to him, because they didn't believe in who he was neither. And folks, we're talking about the Lord's brother, his brothers. And what's interesting is when you look at John 7:7, it tells us just what I just said in Hosea 6:5 in the New Testament, which again is the fulfilling of the Old Testament. And when I look at it, what does it say? His brother said to him, go show yourself, go make yourself known to everybody. And what did Jesus say back to him? He said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works there are evil. Is that what you're seeing with Billy Graham? Is that what you're seeing with Franklin Graham and these other individuals that are put up, and the ones that have not been what? Debanned, the ones that have not been banned or suppressed or deplatformed? No, they're there on purpose, and they're preaching a message that is perpendicular or it's diametrically opposed of the biblical message. And I also want to let you know that when you see that abroad in the country, because they are the ones that are responsible for the report card that we have, and I'm talking about the church and Christians concerning our culture, because culture is our report card. When you look around, who's been at the helm, who's been put up as the gatekeeper in this country longer than Billy Graham and his son? Nobody. And again, I want to make clear that you understand that they are put in place to prop up the wicked, not to call them out, not to preach repentance to them. Nope, and that's exactly what we're seeing from Franklin Graham once again, friends. You do need to understand that these are the teachers that the people have put up. And I also want you to understand, scripturally speaking, from a faithful witness that means to deliver souls by the Holy Ghost, that they are set up as a judgment upon the people. They're a judgment upon the people because it's what the people want to hear. So this morning I see there's a brand new post out there in a video, and I'm going to play some of this in just a couple minutes for you, but where Franklin's out there just praising the current administration. And folks, again, this is the problem that we're having in this country, especially, again, when we line it up to the infallible, immutable Word of God. And so what we do is we take on the man, we forget the Christ, who is the standard, Acts 17:31. And what do? We procure judgments unto ourselves, because now we have put in place of Christ a man that is there to do the opposite of what Christ, in fact, would do and is doing. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704. And again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Okay, so I'm going to cover a couple topics here, and then we're going to get over to what we see with this con man, Franklin Graham, because he's not kidding anybody. Matter of fact, the post that came out this morning about him at CPAC praising Donald Trump, how he does that, only the Lord knows. It's interesting, the comments. People are waking up, friends. They're tired of this establishment nonsense. And remember, we have an establishment in government because we have tolerated an establishment within the walls of the church. And I'm talking about man's church. I'm not talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. The Lord's church is not in trouble. And remember, you can always identify them by the trouble that they're in for righteousness' sake. It's man's church that's in trouble because they're the ones that are propping up what it is that everyone in this country is sick and tired of, or at least that's what they say. But before we get to this, let me just say this real quick, because I can go on and on, line upon line, precept upon precept, just machine gunning scriptures out to you, friends, concerning what it is that the people tolerate. 1 Timothy 4:1, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. But again, I want you to understand, just so I can bring this to and put it in short order for you, Do you guys realize, friends, and I'm talking to my friends, my radio family and my church family, do you realize that throughout the duration of Jeremiah the prophet being raised up by the Lord to do what he did, read first Jeremiah 1:10 when you get a moment, Jeremiah 1:10, and that was his purpose. Do you realize that there is not recorded anywhere in Scripture that one person actually repented? Did you also know in the face of what was going on, and I want you to put this up concerning what you're seeing in the American version of Christianity and in politics today. Do you also realize, friends, not only did there's no recorded history whatsoever of one individual repenting, but did you know that the Lord was looking for one man to stand in the gap? Did you hear what I said? That's all he was looking for, was one man to stand in the gap. He told the people to amend your ways, right the wrongs, bring justice to those that justice is due, and to what? Show mercy to whom mercy was due. And the people refused it. Hence, what was the end after the tenure of Jeremiah's ministry? There was a book of Lamentations that was written. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, yep, you said that. I need to say it again because apparently you still haven't heard me. Because that's where we're at right now. People can say whatever they want to say, but the bottom line is we better understand the severity of when the Lord said, few will be there that find it, and straight and narrow and difficult is the way. You better understand few means few. And I don't care how many people profess to be Christians, I can on a personal hand show you from experience the reality and the tangibility of how many I've actually experienced in this country that have actually been genuine Christians. They're very, 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 very far and few between. Jeremiah 37:2 says, listen carefully, but neither he nor his servants, the said king, during that particular time. Remember, that was a heathen custom. Read 1 Samuel 7:8. The Lord didn't want them to have a king, but the people said, we want a king. And then the Lord told them what was going to happen if you took that king upon you. And he was basically going to enslave you. And he was going to capitalize you through Saul. And it's exactly what they did. But now go back to the point that I'm making here in Jeremiah 37:2, because Jeremiah was called to confront the kings and go not only the king's gate, but also to the church gate, the particular church during that particular time, the priest's gate, okay? But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land did listen unto the words of the Lord through Jeremiah, which he spake by the prophet Jeremiah. You guys understand in Daniel 3 where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the only three during that particular body of people, which was probably in the millions during that particular time, were the only ones that said they would not bow the knee to that which Nebuchadnezzar created. And there's another side of that, of course, when they obeyed, the fourth man shows up. Those that were trying to bring harm to them, they were actually taken out. And at the end of the day, they proved the God of Israel. They were tried in the fire, 1 Peter 1. And what was the outcome? It was Nebuchadnezzar that seen that there was a fourth man in the fire, but he would have never seen that had they not said they were not going to bow. See, people don't understand that Christianity is not crossless. No. We bear the cross. It's not crossless. So anyways, let me get to these points real quick here for you, and then I'm going to take a phone call. I want to show you something. What happens when people throw off the Lord? What happens to a people when they throw off law in politics? And you understand what politics is. Politics is science, right? It's the science of government. Science is the study of creation, and we all know that 1821 and 1825 of Exodus, concerning what it is that we have in this country, friends, is the institution of government that the Lord established through common law. We all know that. What happens when we don't take heed, we don't pay careful attention to what the Lord told us to do and what he told us not to do? And remember, the thou shalt nots are for our good, not for evil. They're for our good, okay? Psalm 19:11. I want to show you what's happening right now, because this is almost unbelievable. But it's what's unbelievable is the fact that the American people have given this a green light. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about back in 2020 of this particular decade, there's a man who changed his name to Sarah McBride. And he became the first openly transgender person. The Lord condemns that, Deuteronomy 20, verse 22, verse 5. but he became the first openly transgender person elected, nonsense, he was installed, as a state senator in the United States. Okay? And I want to show you something right now, because this is the video that just popped up. And I also want you to pay attention as to how this abomination is getting it passed by the rest of those in the halls of government. And people are trying to figure out why things are getting worse. I want to show you who you've allowed to take the helm, not just in this particular state, friends, but throughout the United States of America. Check this out.
Inflection point for our nation.
This is a man,
world.
Delaware.
Both
it's
here,
a man.
At home and abroad, families are facing the crushing weight of Donald Trump's chaotic and cruel leadership. At home, inflation is driving up costs around the country,
this
and my
is a
neighbors
man.
Are struggling to afford their utility bills, their health insurance, and their groceries.
Again, this
in
is a man
across our country,
dressed as a woman on the floor as a said legislator. That's like saying the devil is the new legislator. Guess what the Bible calls him? The lawless one, the deluder, the deceiver. And you have those that have been deceived put in office that are men dressed as women, declaring that they're looking out for their said constituents. And what's worse is you have the American people throughout the United States of America that actually believe that this man that's dressed as a woman was actually elected to office. Until the American people do not come to the realization, until they come to the realization, forgive me, that this is massive, massive voter fraud being perpetrated against the people of this country to suggest that this man was voted in and elected by the people. I am telling you right now, friends, they're going to keep stacking them within the halls of government until the people take the corrupt, useful idiots in the mainstream media that continuously disseminate lies about the elections and those that have been installed. If people would simply pull the curtain back and understand that they're installed to do the very things that they're doing, just like the said governor in Virginia right now, people are acknowledging it. I want to tell you why they're acknowledging it, because they've been listening to the show that they are CIA installed. What is the purpose of the CIA, friends, who are not supposed to operate domestically, but only outwardly? And by the way, it's an unconstitutional criminal organization. And we all know that. The CIA's purpose, said former CIA agent John Stockton, he said the whole purpose is to destabilize. What a better way to destabilize than put a man in the face of the people as a judgment to the people. And as I go back 20 years, here I hear it again, the people are being set up because they're tolerating what the Lord condemns. And when you tolerate that, you better understand you're going to reap the curse as a whole nation. Look at this. This is what's troublesome here, friends. His friends acknowledging him as a woman.
For me that today is Maryland Day.
Maryland Day.
His tie has Maryland on it. And of course, we all know that Maryland Day pales in comparison to Delaware Day.
We have better
This
crushes.
Is a man.
They have better beaches.
Look at his buddy.
But overall.
I'll take the beaches over a drink.
Well, that's not all we have. We have better crab cakes.
We also have better crush, by the way.
That is a man. You're seeing more of this in the halls of government. And isn't it interesting, right on the heels of these abominations that you're accepting, who's coming right behind them, friends? Who's dropping lock, foot, and step right behind them? The Muslims are. There's the curse right there. Americans, when I'm highlighting this guy hanging out with this man dressed as a woman, this is a reflection of what's wrong with the people. Not so much this mentally ill abomination who should be lawfully dealt with. This is a reflection of the people. Dan, I see you. I'll take you on the other side. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-277-2473.
1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, A man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take... I'm going to take our friend Dan in just a second here. Hey, folks, you guys seeing this? Did you guys understand? Are you guys understanding what's happening in Canada right now? They're Europeanizing the world is what they're attempting to do. And I've told you this 20 years ago. And now you're seeing a fuller fruition of just that. And the fact of the matter is, if people would pay attention to who they're allowing into office, men dressed as women and sodomites and those that mean to conquer this country, those that are not here to assimilate, who are the ones that are attacking your God-given rights? The ones you tolerate that have no lawful standing whatsoever. In Canada right now, they're creating anti-Christian bills that would criminalize quoting Bible passages. And guess what, friends? That's all you have to do is pull the curtain back and look at the men that are dressed as women that are responsible for advocating this agenda. Common sense comes into play. When you tolerate what God condemns, you are going to reap the curse. Dan, we got you holding on. Thank you for holding on. Thank you for your patience, my friend. And in the process of doing so, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, Bradley, good to speak with you today. Thank you. I wanted to respond to your comments about Billy Graham and my experience. When I was a teenager, my church youth group and I went to a Billy Graham crusade in Chicago. And we were in a Chicago suburb. It wasn't a big deal. Thousands of people there. And he gave his presentation. He did the altar call. All my friends and I went up, along with several hundred other people. He read a prayer over us, sprinkled the pixie dust on us, I guess. Dismissed us. We went back to our seats. I didn't understand. I didn't feel any different. And I walked away feeling that there's nothing to this. It's empty. And this is from the perspective of a 17 or 18-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can tell you, you know, what's interesting is we have to be careful because it's one of those things that we've continuously highlighted here is the fact that when you go to 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, the Bible tells us that Satan transforms his what? His ministers into the ministers of righteousness, his angels of light. And we can also see that if we don't pay attention to that and hold to the Word of God, as Paul talked about in Galatians 1:8, we're going to reap a curse. And if we look at the culture, again, which is the report card of the Grahams since the 50s in this country, who's been put at the helm? And what do? They sit there and they prop up the current administration just like any other individual that would in politics that's getting paid to do so. And again, what's happening here is if people would simply go back and judge them by their fruits, they could clearly see that this is not the fruit that glorifies Christ. And Billy walked that line. And there's no question in my mind, Billy was extorted just like he was every other in any other politician that we're seeing today. And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the Billy Graham tree when it comes to Franklin Graham. And it's exactly what we're dealing with. So here's the other thing. In situations like that, I also believe that regardless of the individual, the Lord is not unjust. He never does anything that's wrong. It's not in his nature to do the wrong thing. It's always in his nature to do the right thing. Even when we see these false teachers, in many cases, what happens, the Holy Ghost will, because the Lord's not going to deny himself, 2 Timothy 2:13, he's still going to do his job in the midst of all of that, because I can tell you, my friend Dan from Indiana, that's exactly what the Lord has done with me. He has given me eyes to see what the Word says and what these men are responsible for. And in the process of doing so, we got to hold them accountable just as much as we would a corrupt politicians and kick them out of the pulpit. Because what they mean to advocate and promulgate is exactly what they're doing right now. And what is that? To praise wicked individuals in politics. And that is the history of the Grahams in a nutshell.
Yeah, just quick conclusion, Bradley. I mean, my friends and I went back to our seats. We were pumped up. We're back slapping and doing high fives and sat there for a few minutes and it's like there's nothing here. This was empty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's the importance of the anointing. Yep. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you, guy. That's the importance of the anointing. The anointing is sent by the Lord to bear witness by the Holy Ghost to break the yoke of bondage over those that were called to. Listen, if you're not changed by a preacher, get away. Because something's missing. And I'll tell you what's missing. The Holy Ghost. And the anointing that's sent to do its job. And that's where that anointing that he uses breaks the yoke of bondage from off of us. And so when the Lord does a work in you, you can rest assured you're going to know it. You're not going to be speculative about it. You're not going to wonder, I don't know exactly what just... No. I want to tell you what. My whole process of salvation and regeneration, and I'm still in it now, it's always been a notable. It's always been tangible. The Holy Ghost is going to bear witness concerning the work of Christ in our lives. And every day that we go on with Christ, we're going to wake up in his image and his likeness. So in spite of all of this, I do want to say the Lord is going to give those that are his eyes to see and ears to hear, regardless if they've been converted yet or not. Some will say, well, what are you talking about, Bradley? That's kind of contradicting your message. No, 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 no. Let's keep it in context. Remember, before Peter was regenerated, the Lord told him, after you're regenerated, after you're born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, I want you to go and exhort and encourage your brethren. So let's keep it in context, okay? And let's keep it in order as well. So let's move on to the next point here concerning the topic. I just got some information I want to share with you. I'll bring it back on the other side. It just popped up out of nowhere, which is fantastic. And it only confirms another point that I was talking about concerning massive voter fraud, because in the state of Minnesota, another individual was discharged, and he just happened to be an election judge. Okay, so let's move over here. If you guys were listening to the beginning of the show, what you're going to see, I did an article years ago. This is, I updated it January 27th, 2025, but this was probably written 5, 6, 7 years ago. And what I got up on the top of the article here to my affiliates is 1 Kings 13:33. And I bring this up quite a bit because people need to understand these people that are in politics and those that are public and popular in the church, they have been put up and bought and paid for, okay? After this thing, Jeroboam, who was a corrupt, evil king, okay, he claimed to be God's man, but he did just the exact opposite of being God's man. Jeroboam returned not from his evil ways, which means he never repented. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. But the Bible says that Jeroboam, this evil king, he made of himself the lowest of the people, namely the priests. What did he do with those debased reprobates, the lowest sort of unregenerate men? What did he do with those? He put those individuals, the lowest of the people, he put them up as priests to the people, as the gatekeepers, as the standard in which they are to live their lives. Just the same way you see the Grahams being set up. And I can talk about several others as well. And they're all well known to us. But again, look at the culture, which is the report card. Okay. Oh, what a greater damnation these people are going to pay. And I want to say something too, just as a side note, if you don't mind. Folks, for all the evil that's taking place, we know where this is coming from. We know that they're wicked men, both in the church, first and foremost, in the wicked men, in the evil men, in government. But the responsibility and the reflection falls to the people that allow them to remain there as a judgment to themselves. Don't forget that part. Okay, so it's always my end aim to get the people to understand that we have to take responsibility in righting these wrongs by removing them from such positions and holding them accountable to God's moral law. But so let me go back to this. 1 Kings 13:33. He appointed the lowest of the people, the priests. So what did Donald Trump do? He appointed who? Paula White, who is a heretic, who has no business whatsoever. Donald Trump and his advisors picked the lowest of the people and put them up as what? Priests of high places. Or to put them in a position to say that these are the ones that are christened. These are the ones that we need to take heed to because the Lord appointed them to do so. Nope, corrupt men appointed those people. And then it says, whosoever would, he consecrated them unto himself. In other words, those that were willing to sell their souls to be famous, remember who offered that to the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil himself. If you just bow down, worship me, I'll give you all of this. That's who Jeroboam was looking for. And these are the ones that he found. He found a bunch of Judases, and it's exactly what we're highlighting right now. And the Bible says, and he became one of the priests of the high places. So as long as you do the biddings of your master, those that are extorting you, those that are paying you, as you sell out your soul for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48, as long as you're willing to do that, the corrupt will pick you up and put you in high places over the people. You are seeing what I just said all throughout the world right now. The people that are put above the people, every single one of them. And let me say it this way. Let's just play it safe. 99.9% of what you see concerning the people that have been put up above the people. First of all, they're there because the people accept them. Because if you ask the people, they'll tell you that somebody appointed them to that position. Because nobody in their right mind would ever put a person like that to oversee anybody, especially knowing that they can't even oversee their own lives. That is a curse. That's where America's at. That's where the world's at right now. And that's all you have to do, again, is look to the church to see what's been appointed in the churches to bring us where we're at today. And that is, again, with the approval of the American people and people worldwide. I'm going to nail this on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So you guys are getting the download here, so you understand what's going on. You notice how these politicians, they get up in front of the cameras, they go to the town hall meetings, and they tell you everything you want to hear. And then once they get into office, they turn on you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's going on here, okay? But let me go back to this point. I just wish people would understand that politicians do not have, from the beginning of their tenure to the end of their tenure, a pass to go ahead and commit as many crimes as they possibly can before they're voted out or they're removed. No, that's why we have the articles of impeachment and prosecutorial provision in the Constitution. But people don't know the difference, right? So once we find out that they lie, so what they do, because of the ignorance of the people that tolerate them, they tell them what they want to hear. They get into office and they turn on them. They do it every single time. Every single time. What do you think people are complaining about with Donald Trump right now? It's they're saying this isn't the same guy, so on and so forth. But let me just get to this because I got to get back to my main topic here. But this is in Minnesota. This just popped up. Let me just go back to the beginning of the show and highlight something that you need to see.
Northern Minnesota, who's charged with letting 11 unregistered people vote last election, has pleaded guilty. 65-year-old Timothy Scouten from Nevis told people to go ahead and vote without using the on-site registration forms. A different Hubbard County election judge turned him in. The Minnesota Secretary of State called the allegations extremely serious. Scouten will be sentenced in May. I'm Lou Raguse.
Hey, folks. And by the way, this guy's doing his job. And praise God that he's doing his job. That's not a useful idiot. That's a journalist. But I thought it didn't exist. That's what you better wake up to. That's absolutely what you better wake up to. Okay, let's get over to Franklin Graham. So we got Franklin Graham, and again, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the likes of Billy Graham, who was nothing but a pacifist, and there's no doubt in my mind he was absolutely extorted. He failed to preach against the sins concerning administration after administration after administration. His best friend happened to be George Bush Sr., which, by the way, insiders said was the evilest man alive. They called him Evil Poppy. Well, again, let's look at his son for a moment here. He was at CPAC yesterday, and I want you to hear this because when he was at CPAC, and I'm talking about Franklin Graham, I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say because he's talking about his love for the current administration. Maybe that's why he was appointed.
And I love Donald Trump. Is he perfect? No. But I love that guy. I love him. And we'll only have one chance at this. We'll never get another president like Donald Trump. Never.
Why would he say that? What, can I ask you something? Why is he not confronting Donald Trump for his compromises? Because he's a part of the problem. He's a part of the club. He's always been a part of the club. Okay. What I want you to hear is what the television didn't want you to hear. And that's the comments by the people, because that's what's important here. Okay, Lori said, just one of the comments, Lori said, Franklin is one of the wolves in sheep's clothing. We were warned about one of many. Woe to them who call good evil and evil good. Okay, that's the voice of the people. That's what television doesn't want you to hear. They don't want you also in many cases to understand that many of those audiences are also bought and paid for. Go ahead and ask me because I'll tell you. That's why they're clapping on cue in many cases. I'm not saying in every case, but I am saying in this particular case, you better bet your bottom dollar that folks, that they are there to prop up their favorite politician that is bringing the curse upon the nation as we know it. So Rhea said, in the last days, the world warns of wolves in sheep's clothing, Matthew 24. No more churches for me. I am the church. That's exactly right. Though we're not to forsake the gathering of the brethren, you better understand that doesn't mean you just go into a building and now you've been justified because you went into a building that calls itself a church. No, it says with the brethren, those that are real Christians, just like this lady's making the point to highlight. Okay, so it doesn't just mean I go into a church and I'm doing God's will. No. Well, then I'll tell you what. Charles Wesley did something. John Wesley did something. George Whitefield. They all did something wrong. Martin Luther must have did something wrong. Augustine must have did something wrong. Calvin must have did something wrong. No, they did it right. They didn't do it wrong. They did it right. Okay. Here's another one. Leslie says, here again is the voice of the people concerning this wolf in sheep's clothing, Franklin Graham. He's a pacifist. He's one of those that have been put up, friends, to demoralize and to play the standard. What's the first thing he says? I love this administration. I love what he's saying is, I love this administration. And I know that you haven't done your homework. I know you don't read the Word of God. And I know that you don't know the Constitution. And I'm also the guy that stands up there and tells people we're not supposed to judge anybody when the Bible tells us to do just the exact opposite in righteousness, John 7:24, because we do that out of love, not out of hate. And we are fruit inspectors. But he says the opposite of what he's appointed to do, or so he would have you believe, just like the current administration. Just like the current administration. But again, praise God, people are waking up. They woke up to Billy Graham too, friends. Okay. Elaine said, it's all for the money. Well, at the end of the day, you know what's crazy about it? Their days are almost over with. Do you understand? Their game's almost over with, too. 10 out of 10 people die. Hey, folks, it's not like the bad guys are going to get their desires. No, no, no. That never happens that way. No. They think they want what they're going for until they get it, and then you find out that's not what they want because now they're telling you it's not about what they want. They want something greater and beyond what they thought they wanted. Now it's power, not money. They want control over the human race. Who does that sound like their father is? Do you understand? Okay? Let's go to the next one. This is the voice of the people that they don't want you to hear, friends. And it's this lady said it's a cult. She said it's an absolute cult. It is absolutely an ignorant cult, is what it is. When you look at an administration that does the opposite of what he said he would do, and by the way, I'm not standing here alone anymore. I'm telling you, folks, America is awakened to the fact that's exactly what Donald Trump is doing, and it's who he's always been. You know, case in point, the deficit is now at $36 trillion. Cross-check me, 281-845-4704. Cross-check me. The national deficit has doubled just over the last month and a half. Wasn't it Donald Trump that told you during his first criminal tenure that he is going to, it's going to be so easy to remove the national deficit, only to find out when he left office he added $8.7 trillion? No, no, no. You're not going to blame another administration because they're two wings to the same bird, dummy. It's just the truth of the matter. And folks, you can say what you will, but at this point, with all the information that we have, for anybody to continuously go on and follow and get behind and rally behind what we're being told by not seeing the effects of the lies concerning how it is and how it has been that he's doing the opposite of what he's said he would do. It is amazing to me, friends, that anybody could even go down that road again. Okay, now let me show you some more here. Can't stand the guy, Robbie, talking about Franklin Graham. He's pathetic. When you look at Franklin Graham, by the way, he's the guy that said during the pandemic, remember he's the one that got up there and told you, friends, that Jesus would have gotten the vaccine? And what's interesting, he was following the lead of Anthony Fauci, who is a repeat criminal, along with the rest of them. But what did Franklin tell you, friends? He told you exactly what the administration was selling to you. How many people are no longer here on this earth because they took that mRNA jab? But yet it was Franklin Graham that said Jesus would have took the shot. That's called blasphemy, friends. And you better rest assured they're going to reap everything they're sowing. And the fact of the matter, again, friends, is that we need to hold them accountable for what it is that they advocate. Well, guess what? People are saying just that. Can't stand the guy. People look to him basically as the face of American Christianity. Just another puppet for the elite. I never talked to that guy a day in my life. Again, friends, I'm not cherry picking. What the TV sells to you is that everybody is behind it, when in fact, when you hear the voice of the people, this is important as well, it's the opposite of what you are seeing and hearing through the mainstream media. That has not been deplatformed. That has not been censored. Just talking to Alex Newman about this yesterday, only to find out on the show, he was completely deplatformed. I didn't know that. YouTube cut him off, Facebook cut him off, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, it kind of made me feel good to know other people are actually dealing with this, and I knew that they were dealing with it, but what was sad about it is the fact that the American people are okay with it, knowing that the mainstream media already told us that they already drive and control 92% of the narrative. Apparently, the American people are okay with these individuals that are up there decade after decade promulgating lie after lie, when in fact, you know within yourself what the truth is, but you fail to obey the living God. Ephesians 5:11. Okay. Here's another one. I'm just going to give you some more here. Pat said, I never liked his daddy either. First televangelist. Often stated that he thought we should use the same methods to spread the modern gospel is what it is. To spread the gospel as we used to sell laundry soap. And that's what he did. Okay. Let me make clear here. I'm not making a point in highlighting or attacking Christianity because I hate Christianity. No, I want you to understand and make distinction as to what genuine Christians look like, because nobody set the record more than my Lord did, and his name is Jesus Christ. Why are people allowing this to go on? These are counterfeits in the pulpits. They're not hirelings alone. John 10:12. They're counterfeits. They are what is the problem concerning what's taking place in this country. Here's another one. Sherry said, what if he was in reality cheering on the Antichrist in the name of Jesus? That's exactly what he's doing. I'm not cherry picking. I just want to make it clear again. I am not cherry picking a thing I'm saying here. I am taking them in line. All of these quotes from the voice of the people themselves all call him out for exactly what it is that he is. Do you see? Can you hear, folks, that we are all saying pretty much the same thing, except the few? And the media has us believing that we're the few, when in fact we're not the few, we're the many. And that is a part of the curse as well. It goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Folks, there is, I'm looking at it right now. I believe that there's about 150 comments. And I just gave you the first five or six comments. They're agreeing with the Word of God. They're disagreeing with what's being sold to them. America, this is the purpose of the church. We should be zealous over our Father's house, just like our brother, our big brother, Jesus Christ. We have the same spirit. We should be offended by what it is that the mainstream media is putting up and propping up and cheerleading, especially when it comes from those that call themselves Christians, when in fact they are not. This lady hit it right on the head when she said, wouldn't it be interesting to note that he's actually promoting the spirit of Antichrist in the name of Jesus Christ? Guess what, friends? It's exactly what he's doing. We'll talk to you in 23 from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time tomorrow. Love you by what we do.